This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Germany's entire defense is subsidized by the American taxpayer. There are thousands upon thousands of American troops in Germany today. Do you think that the American taxpayer is going to stand for that if you get thrown in jail in Germany for posting a mean tweet? Of course they're not.
The stars at night are big and bright. Deep in the heart of Texas.
Yeah, you know, I was just thinking about, we got Genevieve Wood on the phone here. That was J.D. Vance speaking in Germany when he made his European tour there. And he stirred up a bit of controversy by telling our European friends, Genevieve, that they need to start looking for the enemy within as they crush free speech over there.
Yeah, I was going to say, he got in trouble for freely speaking his mind in a place that increasingly doesn't like people to speak their mind. They want to be... say, you know, you can only say certain things, especially when it comes to the life issue. Yeah, he shook them up, didn't he?
He did, and he told them the truth, and they didn't want to hear it, and then 60 Minutes tried to go out to do a piece to support Germany, and they talked to six different people who all agreed with the idea that if you insult somebody on the internet, you should be able to be thrown in jail for it.
Yeah, shocking. And so it turns out the speech he gave was absolutely correct. Because a lot of people said, oh, this is he's just going over the top. This is crazy. Why would he insult our friends like this? But as he later said at CPAC, you know, if you're going to be friends, you've got to have some shared values. And one of the values we have in America is free speech, whether it's about the life issue or about the borders or whatever your political opinion is. You have the right to say it. And you're not going to go bang people over the head with it, but you have a right to put a sign out. You have a right to pray. But increasingly in Europe, they don't want, I mean, it's not about like, oh, you're standing at the door and yelling and screaming at people going into an abortion clinic. No, this is like elderly woman holding a sign saying, if you'd like to talk, I'd like, let's do so. Nothing, no sign saying even which side she's on. But the police are like, we know which side you're on. We can read your mind.
Wow.
Or you have a guy, you know, 50 meters away from an abortion clinic, silently standing there praying. They don't know what he's thinking about. They don't know what he's how do they even know he's praying? Just because his eyes are closed? I mean, how do they know? And yet they go over and they arrest him for the same thing. I mean, this is tyrannical kind of stuff when basically your government says you're not allowed to stand out here and think thoughts that we don't want you to think or hold a sign that means something we think it means. We don't really know what it means, but we think it means this. I mean, that's beyond even just free speech. That's some scary stuff.
And isn't it crazy how quickly the left is willing to give that up because they say that it's dangerous if we allow somebody to stand out there and pray at an abortion clinic? Or I think I've even heard of pastors, Genevieve, who have been arrested because they were standing outside maybe an abortion clinic or something similar with a Bible and just reading the Bible. And that was apparently very offensive.
Right, because I guess they assume that means you must be pro-life. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. And the reality is, You know, if somebody does want to talk, these are grown, these are adults going in and out of these places. It's not that these are children that somebody's intimidating and, you know, that they're being coerced to do something. If a woman walking into an abortion clinic, which I'm sure is true of many of them, are having second thoughts and they see somebody who they think, well, there's a pastor over there. I'm going to go talk to him before I go in and do this. Shouldn't they have that right?
Right.
I mean, why were we trying to prevent adults from having a conversation, which is exactly what's going on here?
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, I wanted to, I mean, you do so many, you do so much media around D.C. there, and you've been doing this for years. I was watching Caroline Leavitt yesterday try to explain to the White House press corps why they want to expand the ability for outside voices to get into that room. And they're acting like she's somehow repressing the media. I mean, it was crazy to me. Carl, go ahead and play cut three for us here real quick, would you please?
Trump administration has already proven to be the most transparent ever. And this president, the most accessible in history. This is evidenced by President Trump's daily press conferences in the Oval Office, where he takes many questions from the journalists who have the honor and privilege of standing before the beautiful Resolute desk. The president and this entire White House are committed to ensuring the American people continue to receive this same level of historic transparency, access, and visibility.
Yeah, I remember when the Biden administration canceled the media passes for over 400 people from the White House. Remember that?
Yeah. Oh, and look, Mark, this is not about them thinking that the presidency or that President Trump is, you know, trying to shut the media. They're worried that their specific media is going to get shut out and that other people are going to be allowed to also tell the stories. I mean, that's what's happening here. The only thing the administration is doing is saying we're trying to give as many voices as possible the opportunity to come in here and shine the light on what's happening. And we're doing that because so many of you guys who've been here for years, you only show one side of the story. You only tell one side of the story. You only 60 Minutes interview six people who all have the same opinion. You never show the other side, right? I mean, we've had companies all over the country laying off people, and the only people they talk to are government employees who've been laid off, as though that's the only place where that's happening.
Well, the CNN...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was going to say the CBS headline this morning was that people are loudly interrupting town halls all over the country for these congresspeople about DOGE, but there's a Harris poll out that says 80% of people approve the cuts of DOGE. So both stories can't be true.
that's the issue. Yeah. Is that you've got a media out there who, as you well know, they don't want to tell both sides of the story a lot of the time.
No, they don't. Genevieve Wood, thank you as always.
Thank you.
Yeah, have a great day. Genevieve Wood there, the senior advisor with the Heritage Foundation.
Get more at 971talk.com.